This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're broadcasting live from Capital One Arena, where tonight the Wizards will open their season. And, oh, my God, we are less than 100 minutes from tip-off because the clock is running. 91, 53, 52, 51. Okay, well, you know what's better than me counting down a clock that I can see through the tunnel here at Cap One? How about a one-on-one conversation with the head coach? Sat down with Brian Keefe on Media Day, chatted about all kinds of different things. They just had a coach's clinic that was really cool that you'll hear him talk about some things that he's picked up, and then obviously what's it like to be permanently in that big time chair for the first time. Me, BK, one-on-one now here on the Hoffman Show. Continuing our coverage of Wizards Media Day here on the Team 980 live from Capital One Arena with the head coach, Brian Keefe. Fresh off your first ever coach's clinic as a head coach of the Wizards. You did this weekend. Very cool event, I heard, with different coaches from around the area, college coaches, and then obviously you guys welcome in a bunch of coaches from all levels to teach. So I'm curious, for you, being around all that coaching knowledge, was there anything that you took away that you learned amidst all the teaching that you did this weekend?
Oh, yeah, tremendous. First of all, that was our first annual coaches clinic. We came up with this idea this summer about how do we give back to the community. You know, this is such a rich place for basketball, rich history of great players, but also great coaches. So we really wanted to engage the community, the DMV, in terms of coaching. So Coach Cooley, Coach Simpkins, Coach Blakeney from Howard all came over, and we all had a different segment. So yeah, you're always learning. That's part of this. Like, I'm a curious person, so I learned from those. But then there were some great questions from all the people in the stands. I think we had about 150 people there, and they had some good stuff that stimulated thought for me. And that was kind of the purpose of all that, is to share the game. This game has given us all a lot, and how can we give back and share and learn and grow from each other?
So what was something that you learned or that you've been thinking about, at least that part?
There were some good offensive rebounding ideas, some different concepts on defense, some drills that people were talking about. So, yeah, there was always a little nugget, hope, and that was the purpose. Like, can there be something that fits for all of us?
Yeah.
And there was for me. I won't give them away because they were pretty good stuff.
There's always, when you learn something new, there's always a chance of recency bias, but especially if you have good institutional knowledge of something, you've been doing something that's working, you get something that's fresh, and you're like, oh, but what if I did that? And then you have to fight the urge to just change for the sake of change. How do you try to fight that recency bias as you have all these new ideas ruminating on the verge of a new endeavor for you as a head coach going through your first training camp as a head coach? Obviously, you had the interim experience last year.
I think you just always got to be authentic to who you are. I think that's good to stimulate thought, growth. What do you think is going to work for you? But you always got to go back to, okay, does this fit what we need, what we're doing? But I do like that you got to stretch yourself. We're asking our players to stretch and grow. We got to grow as coaches. So that's something we're very focused on.
So one of the difficult balances that any coach has in any walk of life, but that you specifically are going to have this year, is you have a very high standard. You have a way that you guys want to do things as a head coach, as an organization. But players also need some level of autonomy to feel that they have control over things. That's how you maximize human performance, obviously. How do you, especially in a rebuilding environment where you want to get things done a very set way, balance that as a head coach?
First of all, I think, you know, there's a shared standard, like you talked about, how we're going to try to operate on a day-to-day basis. But we also realize that we have a lot of guys who are growing in their games and growing in their careers. And it's not just our young emerging players. It's our older guys. So we want to put our guys in position to try things that are going to stretch them. I think that's how you build something. And we want to build something, I think I've talked about this a lot, that's sustainable, that's going to be pressure tested. So we're going to find out and put these guys in different things, see what they can handle, play them in different positions, see certain guys handle the ball in different ways they never did in the past. I think those are the things we're looking for this year.
You talk about stretching yourself. What's something that you are nervous about? What's something that you're very confident in? Maybe the most nervous about, the most confident in?
I'm not like an overly nervous person. The thing I look at is challenging. And challenge is a word that I like to use because I think that builds an excitement. So like, you know, we're about to embark on a journey as our group. We're going to set some standards of how we're going to operate. To me, that's a challenge, how we're going to build this on a day-to-day basis. So to me, when you say challenge, that builds excitement. So I'm not nervous. It's not a word for me. It's more of like, hey, the excitement of the journey, the challenge to build something, that gets my juices flowing in the morning for sure.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead on my question list here because that does speak to one of the things I think is most fascinating in your chair. You have this very long vision as an organization where there is a de-emphasis from the front office's perspective on wins and losses, but you're living it every day. You ride the emotions of the game. You're in it. It's your job, quite literally, to try to win every game, every night, find the best ways to do that. So how do you, you know, you're a part of also this vision. They've chosen you to be the guy to guide this on the floor. So how do you kind of, I don't know, insulate's the right word, prepare, whatever that word is emotionally, to give it your all every single night in an effort to win while also doing that within context of the larger vision?
I think what the one thing is that we're all totally aligned on how to go about this. We're totally into the process of how to win and how to build something sustainable. We don't want to cut any corners. So my responsibility on our end is not to cut corners, to build it step by step, brick by brick. I love that because that's going to build something sustainable. Yeah, you might sneak in a win in here if you try to maybe do it the wrong way, but that's not going to be something that's going to be long lasting. That's something that's going to build something, that builds something when we really push the gas that we're ready to go. So the alignment of ownership down to Michael, Will, and myself, we know the process. My responsibility is to ensure the standards on a day-to-day basis, and I love that.
But is that ever hard? Like, let's say in the moment, right, you know, you have minutes, you know, kind of you've got a plan for how you want to play guys, and you know, if I put my vet or I put my star back in a few minutes early, like, that's going to help our chances to win tonight. Is that ever hard in the emotion of a game when it's close and you're like, you're making those in-game decisions that every coach has to make?
Look, we're competitors. We want to win, so we're going to put ourselves in the best positions to be successful. So that's part of building it the right way. Mm. So to me, it's this, we're competitors. How are we going to do that? How are we going to build that over the long terms is something that we can build sustainable. That's the challenge. I'm excited about the challenge. I think it's exciting.
One thing that has changed over your 16, I believe, years in the NBA?
Maybe a little bit longer. I don't know the exact number, but okay. A little longer, I think.
If that's wrong, Basketball Reference, please update your Brian Keefe page, because I just need to count better, which is, look, Brian, I doubt you listen to a lot of sports talk radio, but if you listen to our show and you want to hear some bad math, we're the right place for you.
Yeah, all right.
But one thing that's changed over the last two decades of NBA basketball is the structure of the schedule. And part of that is kind of this every other day rhythm.
Yep.
How has coaching, especially in season, changed and I would assume become harder as practice time has become rarer and rarer during the season?
Well, the one thing that's great is that we all play under the same rules, right? So everybody's got the same type of schedule. So to me, I never look at it as like a woe is me. It's like, okay, how do we best use the schedule to coach and teach? I think there's opportunities to do that in so many different ways than just normal everyday practice. So we're going to maximize every opportunity to grow. That could be collectively, that could be film, that could be individual work, that could be individual film. We look at those all as opportunities to grow. So the schedule is the schedule. We all have the same one. Could be different a little bit just because of travel, where you're located, but we all play 82 games. That's the reality of it. So it's how you best maximize your time.
I know you spent some time this offseason trying to think about how you wanted to play schematically, and I don't expect you to then sit here and tell me all of the answers that you came up with. But what was your process in determining, all right, we want to do X, Y, Z. These are the players that at times we want the ball to run through, or however, whatever answers you wound up on, what sure. was the process to get there?
I think you're always looking to see what translates to winning, what wins at the highest level. That's playoff basketball. That's deep playoffs basketball. So there's always a study of that. And then it's once your roster kind of becomes set, okay, how do we best utilize this group? Who needs to grow? What are they going to look like in a few years if they develop these certain skills? I think there's a little bit of a experimentation, innovation with that too as you go forward. We want to see what works, how these guys can grow, what different positions they're in. But the philosophical things, like the bedrock stuff, is probably going to still be the same. We want to defend at a high level. We want to play fast and share the ball. But how do we do that? How we go about that? I think that always you're always evaluating on a day-to-day basis once you have your roster and then once you get into the season.
With that, every experiment needs time to play out. You can't be like, all right, let's try this. Okay, we got one result. Now let's try something else. Let's try something else. Because otherwise you never get to see how things stick. Obviously, right. Chemistry never grows. How do you think about that balance of how long you give, whether it's a scheme, a rotation, a pairing, or a trio of players getting minutes together, all those things?
Again, I think you already answered the question. You can't just do those things as one-offs. You got to invest some time.
I know the bottom end. I'm asking you, like, how long does it ultimately have? No one-offs is easy. Hey, you should move the ball. Okay, that's cool. But, like, what's the structure in which that happens? So what's kind of the – does it need 5 games, 10 games? Is there a non-numerical measure of it?
I think there's a little bit of a feel to that. It's obviously not one. It's probably not two. But there's obviously a feel. It's probably – you got to invest in things and see if they are going to stick while still sticking to your core principles. I think those are the ones that eventually rue the day, and those are the ones that push you along. But can there be something that you find out about your team? I think there's always time for that, and we're going to find that during the year.
It's Brian Keefe, everybody, head coach of the Wizards. Training camp getting going tomorrow. Season, of course, in just a few weeks, and every game here on the Team 980, Brian. So we'll be listening and probably watch some on television, too. And if not, be here at Capital One Arena. What a place.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It's Brian Keefe, everybody.
All right, we are here at Capital One Arena. Did that interview with Brian on Media Day, and we got one more to play for you as we empty the clip of Wizards interviews, stuff that we've been holding out on you. I'm not going to even lie. We've been holding out on you. It's because we've been doing a lot of Commander stuff, but today, the day the Wizards season's open, no, we got plenty of Zardoz coverage for you, and no better conversation, not one that I look forward to more every single year. Well, I look forward to the Corey Kispert interview for a different reason, but in terms of substance and really trying to understand what they're doing here as they rebuild, Will Dawkins is the guy. And I talked to Will for a solid 15 minutes, and you will hear that coming up at 6:30, so at this point, just under an hour from now, the last thing you'll hear before we make way for Dave Johnson and Glenn Consor and the Wizards radio team here on the Team 980. When we get back live, normally 5:30 on a Thursday is never read the comments, but we're just going to do an abbreviated version. And so put on our hazmat suits and dive into the deepest, darkest part of the internet next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.